Breakfast with Martin Pester.
Joe, Felicity, I found this article, it's like yesterday, the day before, and it's all about pronunciations. Mm-hmm. Now, I know here in South Africa, we always get side-eyed for different things because it's names, it's like dialects, it's where you grew up, how mm-hmm. you say it, who say your U's and your R's and your alles. Mm-hmm. But these are international brands. And according to a UCLA professor, he says the harder a brand's name is to pronounce, the less likely people are to purchase the stock. Do you agree with that?
Makes sense.
Yeah, like if you, because now you have to explain it to someone.
Yeah.
Something that made me feel really dumb just this year, beginning of the year, was realizing that I was saying Moet wrong all my life. It
really?
Is actually Moet.
Yeah, you've got to pronounce the T.
Oh.
Yes. It's not Moet.
Not Moet.
Yeah.
Or you know, like, I was trying to be bougie, and it's wrong. So what I've decided to do today, because I don't want to feel dumb all by myself, I've gotten a couple of big brands, huge brands across the world, that I'm going to show to you the original, and you have to then pronounce it for me.
Okay.
Okay, cool. So, Felicity, this one is yours.
Nutella.
Say again.
Nutella.
So it's a new.
New.
Nutella.
Nutella.
Okay, so Felicity, that's one correct. I'm going to do a thing for Felicity. Joe, that's yours.
That's IKEA. That's pretty simple.
Okay, that's wrong. Sorry, ladies are leading so far. It's IKEA, not I, not like a I.
Oh, okay.
IKEA.
IKEA.
It's probably because I watch too much American television because they go Iraq and Iran and IKEA.
Yes.
Okay, Joe, this one's for you.
That's Nike.
Okay, well done. It is, in fact, Nike. Mm-hmm. Where I grew up, we said Nike, and so very wrong. I don't even know what Arequitians what is. Sorry, Felicity. I should have given you the other one.
That looks like Hoegaarden. Hoegaarden met die kaasen, wat ons eten.
It's Hoegaarden.
Okay.
Does he cast a knee? Does he does next knee? And because I'm making this up as we go along, whoever loses here makes coffee for everybody in the team. And I'm speaking technical team. I'm speaking everybody. Social
news
media.
Team, technical.
Everybody.
Social, okay.
Oh, Gerda just walked in. So, Gerda, you're going to have to pronounce that one for me over here. Oh, what's that? Quickly. And.
Hyundai.
Hyundai. Susan Day.
Hyundai.
Hyundai.
I always thought it was a Hyundai.
No.
I thought it was Hyundai.
Let me just give Gerda something very quickly. I only found this now. It's sorry. Like I said, I'm making this up as I go along, okay?
Thank you, Lisa.
We also have here how to pronounce German car names. I'm going to play you just a little bit. It's very interesting.
Today, I am going to show you how to pronounce German car names.
Yeah.
So, the first wrong car name, so many people say Audi, when it's actually pronounced Audi. Very easy.
Shoot.
Next, BMW. In German, you say BMW. Stands for Bayerische Motorwerke. Next, Mercedes-Benz. this makes me sick. The name is pronounced Mercedes-Benz. Now we get to one that really makes me very angry. I hear the name Porsche a lot. I will say this only once. In Germany, we say Porsche. Good. And don't get this wrong again. Now we have one for all the preteen 16-year-old girls. You say VW. In Germany, we say VW. This stands for Volkswagen. And it means the car of the people.
No, it's a no from me. And he's very, 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 very passionate about this, hey? Very passionate.
He's only going to say it once.
Only once. And he also hit the hand on the table, which means it has to be the correct answer. Listen, you can also get in touch with us this morning if we've missed out on anything, or you are one of those guys that hang out with your friends, your colleagues, and you hear them pronounce things wrong all the time. You get in touch, send us a voice note, 084-8500-942.
Good morning. I'm only going to say this once. Audi is a Merc and it's a BM.
That is not to us, but to our German correspondent. What are we naming him? Our German correspondent.
Walter.
Walter. It is BM. and not all of those other things he was saying. Okay, let's see what else is
here. Liesel en Span. Dis soos mense wat praat van 'n Alfa Romeo. Dis 'n Alfa Romeo en 'n ou wat vir my sê gooi vir my 'n single Jameson in soda. Dit is nie Jameson nie, dis Jameson.
Oh.
Very important, yeah.
Jameson.
Jameson.
See, and I was just saying it incorrectly yesterday. Thank you for the information.
We have a security armed response company that phones me 2 o'clock in the morning when the alarm goes off and tells me, hello, the alarm went off at Johannesburg Depot. I want to lose it every time.
Good morning, all. I just have a quick question. The Huawei, how do you pronounce that one?
Ah, I actually know this answer. It's just Huawei.
Mm-hmm.
So just Netsu, so it's Huawei. And done way. Did you know that?
And the brand that you're wearing now, how do you pronounce that?
I'm not playing this game. You guys are the contestants. I'm in charge. You don't get to ask me things.
How do you?
Let's find out what other people had to say.
Môre, dis Louis wat praat. Ons jag altyd met klomp buitelanders en ek het altyd 'n groot lag gekry vir die meeste Europeërs, of eintlik die ou Duitsers, as hulle vra hoor hier soos julle visums reg, as hulle ja, our visa, the visa is good, the visa is good. Nou, dan klink dit vir my soos hoza en dit klink vir my maar soos whisky.
Morning, Jacaranda. I had a friend who used to pronounce the word significant as significant. And no matter how much I emphasized it when I used to say it back at him, he just didn't get it. Have a great day.
Listen, sometimes you just feel like this is how I'm going to say something and the rest of you can all, well, jump.
But it's like people who say Pacific and not specific.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But is it also like people who say Bloemfontein when it's clearly Bloemfontein? Because it's T-E-I-N. Or am I being aspres now?
Yeah, you are being a bit aspres.
Okay, cool.
But the best one is when you go to the police station and you want to certify a copy and they ask you if you want to satisfy it.
Stop it! This is Breakfast with Martin Bester. Elke ochend is a frek lekker ochend. 6 to 9 weekdays on Jacaranda FM.